You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
We're just ready. We know hurricane season's here, and we knew this was going to happen eventually. We got a break for a couple of years, but it's our turn again, unfortunately.
Shirley Nossaman fled New Orleans ahead of Hurricane Gustav, which is expected to make landfall later today. She, along with 2 million others, have evacuated from along the Gulf Coast, making way for what is now a Category 3 storm that may or may not gain strength, forecasters say, before it hits landfall. We're covering the story from many angles today, but we begin with Michael Eckert, a meteorologist and senior forecaster with the National Weather Service. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Where is Gustav right now?
Well, Gustav right now is about 90 to 100 miles south-southeast of New Orleans. Gustav continues moving northwest at about 15 to 16 miles per hour and will make landfall later this morning about 60 miles south of New Orleans.
And what's the projected path at this point?
Well, it will move into south-central Louisiana this morning, and then by later this evening should be into central Louisiana, and then by sometime Tuesday morning should be somewhere in west-central Louisiana and becoming a very slow-moving and very quickly weakening tropical system.
We've seen some reports that perhaps it would gain strength before it hit landfall. Are you thinking that may be the case still or not?
It looks like it's pretty much holding its own right now. It's still a Category 3 storm. The highest winds that we've found so far are near a place called Southwest Pass, near the mouth of the Mississippi River, where they're having winds of 86 miles per hour, gusting to about 117 miles per hour.
And how much rain do you think it's carrying?
This is going to be the really important thing with this system. As it moves inland, it's going to become a major rainfall maker, covering much of the lower Mississippi Valley, southern Mississippi, much of Louisiana into northeastern Texas, and then up into Arkansas, where we could see anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of rain over a very large area. Some isolated reports of around 20 inches are possible over the next 2 to 3 days.
And what are you looking at in terms of storm surge? Because that's all obviously a great concern as to whether or not the levees along that coast are going to be able to handle.
Well, the storm surge depends on exactly where it goes in, and the biggest storm surge will be just to the northeast of the center, which would put it near the mouth of the Mississippi River. That's where the strongest storm surge will be.
And what kinds of concerns does that trigger in your mind?
Well, there's just going to be a lot of land mass down there that's going to be covered with water. That combined with the very heavy rainfall amounts that we're getting down there is just going to create a tremendous amount of flooding for much of the state of Louisiana, southern Mississippi, and then up in to Arkansas and northeastern Texas over the next few days. And then our concerns are that as the system weakens and the moisture from the system continues to move northward, it's going to begin to interact with a frontal boundary dropping through the central U.S., and we could see heavy rain spread out through the Ohio Valley later this week.
So it's possible that it will stall the midsection of the country and still be in the Mississippi drainage area.
That's exactly right. So this is going to be a multi-day heavy rainfall event. It's going to be dropping heavy rain on areas that saw heavy rain about 1 to 2 months ago and are still very moist. So we're looking for a very serious heavy rain and flood event this week over the lower Mississippi Valley, possibly moving into the Ohio Valley.
And as you watch this storm move in, you said you thought it would hit around what time?
It looks like it's going to be making landfall, I would say, probably around maybe between 9 or 10 o'clock and noon Central Daylight Time.
Have some of the bands already started dropping water in New Orleans along the Louisiana coast?
Yes. Right now we have the heaviest rainfall extends from the western Florida panhandle through Mobile, Alabama, through New Orleans and down across the much of the Mississippi Delta, where we're seeing rainfall amounts on the order of 1 to 2 inches per hour, and those will continue right through the day as the system continues moving inland.
And Michael, last question, what are you watching most closely?
The thing that we're watching most closely is how the rainfall is going to develop with the system over the next few days. Landfalling tropical systems, of course, have very strong winds, and they have the storm surge, and people are very focused on those. But unfortunately, the biggest killer from landfalling tropical systems is the heavy rain as the system moves over the land and begins to weaken. So that's the thing that we're most concerned about over the next few days.
Michael Eckert, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Michael Eckert, meteorologist and senior forecaster for the National Weather Service, and John will continue to check in with them all morning.